It's time to catch the beat from Market Street on WEFT Champaign 90.1 FM. Your community radio station is in the heart of the action in downtown Champaign, and Catch the Beat brings highlights of local news, arts, culture, and issues to pay attention to. I'm your host, Cope Cumston. This week, we have a collaborative report on the hands-off protest in Westside Park, Champaign, last Saturday, April 5th, 2025. This local protest was one of over 1,000 across the country, ours organized by Champaign County Indivisible. The press release for the rally states, with Trump and congressional Republicans doubling down on their agenda to gut essential services, the message rallygoers intend to send is clear. Take your hands off our health care, our social security, our civil rights, our freedom, and our education. The rally intends to underscore the real-life consequences of these policies and show how our communities are fighting back. And indeed, around 1,500 people came to Westside Park and joined their voices in this protest. Then an invitation came to WEFT from Pacifica Network, the broadcasting network for grassroots community radio, asking affiliate stations to submit audio from our local protests to make up an affiliate-driven episode of We Decide, America at the Crossroads, hosted by Jenna Flanagan, a regular morning show on WBAI Pacifica, New York. And so WEFT swung into gear. With rain possible, we set up a canopy to allow interviews during the march. Paul Muth, Don Hiddle, and I covered the event from beginning to end. And with help from programming chair Gina Peluso and a generous selection of signs provided by Jeannie Covert. Following, you can hear segments of the speakers and comments of participants. Speakers included Jeff and Tracy Dugan, the co-organizers of Champaign County Indivisible, Ricardo Diaz, interim director of New American Welcome Center, Julie Pride, Champaign-Urbana Public Health District Administrator, Jennifer Todd, retired nurse, Cynthia D'Angelo, UIUC Assistant Professor of Educational Psychology, and Claudia Lenhoff, Executive Director, Champaign County Healthcare Consumers. And so here is audio from our hands-off protest.
Hands off! Hands off! Hands off!
Mr. President, get your hands off my country!
We are in Westside Park, Champaign, Illinois, home to the University of Illinois and to WEFT Community Radio. It's April 5th, 2025, and people are gathering for our local hands-off protest, organized by Champaign County Indivisible, to speak their truth in this critical and dangerous moment in America and around the world. Estimates are that between 1,200 and 1,700 people are here on this cold and rainy afternoon, carrying signs and messages and joining their voices with other protests across the country. Spirits and voices are high.
Good afternoon, Champaign County. My name is Tracy Dugan, and I am one of the co-leads of Champaign County Indivisible. I have been a mom for 20 years and an educator for, I think, the last 27 years. Like the rest of you, I am here today because I'm scared at the direction our country is going. I'm scared as I watch the rights of my friends and family be threatened. I'm scared on behalf of my LGBTQIA family, friends, and students. And I'm scared for my students that are immigrants. I wake up each day and for just a moment, the hopelessness and the fear swamp me. Then I push it back and the anger comes out. I am so angry. I am angry that once again, hate won in our country. I am so very angry that for the first time in history, I am handing the world to my daughters that offers them less bodily autonomy, less freedom of choice than I was born into. Why does someone have to be on the brink of death to have choice?
Good trouble!
Good trouble!
Good trouble!
Our next speaker Street Pride.
Good afternoon, Mazooka!
My name is Julie Pride, and I am the proud administrator of the Champaign-Urbana Public Health District.
I will scream because I'm pissed. The proverb that I'm talking about says, when spider webs unite, they can tie up a lion. This is true at the global, national, state, and community levels. This can be applied to many situations, but today I am here to discuss it in terms of public health. The public health web that has been created in the U.S. since the start of this country is nothing short of miraculous. It is responsible for the large increase in life expectancy that we have seen over the last 125 years. Improvements in public health were not created by public health departments. In fact, public health agencies are just one tiny strand in the big public health web in the world. It is a massive web that includes research, policies, programs, education, and regulations that have taken generations to build and only 3 damn months to destroy. Yeah! Are we going to stand by while this administration destroys the gains that have been made in public health?
No!
Are we going to stand by when this administration destroys our democracy?
No!
Are we going to stand by quietly while this administration causes unnecessary morbidity, mortality, pain, and suffering so that billionaires can have more money?
In this past week, thousands of uniquely qualified public health professionals have lost their jobs
Diaz from the CU Immigration Forum.
We are here together. This is my adopted country, and I believe in the people. I believe in you. I believe in us. What do you think about the border wall?
Hands off immigrants!
Military presence at the border.
Hands off immigrants!
Return to Mexico policy.
Hands off immigrants!
Shipping people to Guantanamo.
Hands off immigrants!
Shipping people to Panama and El Salvador.
Hands off immigrants!
So Trump and Mr. Miller that sits behind him moving the strings on this have successfully created a slicing of the immigrant populations such that they can attack them and criminalize them in different ways.
Hands off immigrants!
Our next speaker right now is Claudia Lenhoff. Claudia is the executive director of Champaign County Healthcare Consumers. Speaking of...
Don't be fooled. Resist, resist, resist. And did y'all hear the bullshit from Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick? Who recently suggested that only fraudsters would complain about missing a Social Security check. But most of us do not have other income. Many of us are going to depend on Social Security for our retirement, so we have to fight like hell to protect it from these people. These people, Trump and co-president Musk and all of the people who they've gathered up around them, are ignorant. But they are not just ignorant, they're malevolent. They are malevolent. The harsh and inaccurate rhetoric surrounding federal agencies represents a way of delegitimizing government and a way to justify deep cuts in agency operations and staffing, and we won't stand for it. That's why you're here today, is to fight back, to resist, and to say, hands off. Here's what we have to know, is if government enterprises like Social Security Administration, like Medicare and Medicaid, and all the other programs that save lives and help make lives better in this nation are seen as criminal, unlawful, or engaging in fraudulent actions, it becomes easy to justify draconian measures to dismantle those agencies. And we are watching it happen in real time. These are the kinds of lies that kill. They lay the groundwork for public support for dismantling public government programs that benefit our nation. And that's what they are trying to do right now. They are trying to dismantle Social Security piece by piece, coming at it from the sides, tinkering around the edges, trying to break it so that people will think government can't do anything right. They will spread disinformation about Social Security in order to lay the groundwork for what? They want to privatize it. They want to make money off of it. They see all that money in government as something that should belong to them. Rather than cutting benefits, we should be working together to strengthen Social Security. But let's be honest, that's not going to happen right now. It just isn't. That is not possible right now. But right now, what we have to do is defend, defend, defend. We have to fight, fight, fight. We have to demand that they keep their hands off this vital program and all the programs that benefit the people of this nation.
Here's what we have to know is if government enterprises like Social Security Administration, like Medicare and Medicaid and all the other programs that save lives and help make lives better in this nation are seen as criminal, unlawful, or engaging in fraudulent actions, it becomes easy to justify draconian measures to dismantle those agencies. And we are watching it happen in real time.
This is an emergency. The only solution is collective action, like what is happening here today with all of you. And take heart. This is happening all over the country. We are one gathering of many all over the nation, and we're going to have to keep doing this and keep doing this and keep doing this, and there will be action. And those calls to action will come through organizations like Champaign County Healthcare Consumers, like Indivisible, and like other organizations that you trust. So please make sure that you're tuned in, you're signed up, you help spread the word, and you take those actions when you are asked to do so, and understand that with your singular action, if you're making a phone call or showing up to a protest like this, you are one among many. And that is what it's going to take. That is how we fight.
We have a lot of signs here in Westside Park in Champaign, Illinois, where law ends, tyranny begins.
If we don't stand up and fight, we're done for.
Oh, Trump lies, democracy dies. Wake up, America.
Yeah, we better wake up or we're done.
No tax breaks for billionaires.
And we knew this was coming, but people elected him anyway.
Hands off our science, National Institute of Health, National Science Foundation, CDC.
The buffoon in Washington is shredding science, and we need science for preserving health.
Okay, and so in Westside Park in Champaign, Illinois, here is another sign. Silence is violence. I just look illegal. No human is illegal. Abolish ICE. Proud, nasty woman who is wearing a gorgeous pink hat. On the other side of your sign, Musk is a welfare queen. Our lives are not a game. Stop stealing my data and money. Stop obeying in advance. Impeach this regime.
Yes, there was so much to say. I really needed about 10 signs. This is just despicable what's going on. I did see on the news that the Pink Pussy Band flew into New York to celebrate with us today, or help us to stop this frickin' disaster.
Okay, and here is End His Reign.
Hey, my name is Creole Unbeloved, and I have children in college. They've never seen their life improve under government, and so I can't get them to even vote. This is an emergency.
And here is a sign, beware of Doge. And there is a very fierce dog with fangs bared and a red danger sign below.
Well, you know, the United States is a beacon of democracy. And if we're going to hold that and help the world, we got to rise up. It's up to the people. And so I'm here today just to try and do my little part in that.
And here, the USA on Genocide Watch. And think while it is still legal. Love, hope, unite. They can't disappear us all.
We are out here to remind our community that the local Palestinian liberation movement is made up of working class people from many backgrounds, religions, races, ages, and perspectives. And none of us are free until Palestine is free. Yes. And we want people to understand that we demand hands-off protesters, hands-off First Amendment rights, hands-off free speech, and hands-off our students.
Hands off! Hands off! Hands off!
To be an American is to give people the liberty to be and to believe what they choose, so long as their actions do not endanger the well-being of others. It is to stand up for people's ability to make decisions for themselves. Mr. President, take your hands off the promises made in 1776, the promises made in 1789, again in 1865, and 1919, and 1973. Promises that were made not only to the Americans alive at the time, but to all Americans yet to be born or yet to come to our shores from abroad. I am not, to use Mark Twain's words, an unqualified and inexcusable traitor, because I believe that those promises apply to anybody willing to try to live under the social contract we have established in the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, and its 27 amendments.
Hands off!
The next speaker that we have for you today is Jennifer Todd. Jennifer is a retired nurse, a single mom, and former Medicaid benefit recipient. Through her 30-year career as a registered nurse in a variety of settings, she's seen the value of the program and the effect beautiful Hands Off protest here in Champaign-Urbana, please welcome Jennifer Todd. Good afternoon, everyone. I have been a Medicaid recipient. My daughter, I just applied for her again to have Medicaid for mental health issues. These are things that are going to be taken away from us if we do not fight this. We have to fight this. In Champaign County alone, around 16.4% of the population is on Medicaid. The number of children on Medicaid is 23%. Our adults are 14.5%, and our elderly is 13.1%. This is going to hurt our children and our elderly as soon as it becomes a fact. Patients, residents in nursing homes are going to die because of this.
Our penultimate speaker is Dr. Cynthia D'Angelo. Dr. D'Angelo is an assistant professor of educational psychology at the University of Illinois. Her research focuses on science and science education.
Good afternoon! Thank you for having me and thank you all for being here. I'm a faculty member in the College of Education here. I do research on science education, and I've been outraged at the developments in the last couple months and the ways in which the Trump administration is trying to destroy public education and especially higher ed and weaken our world-class standing in scientific research. They aren't trying to reform higher ed and public education more broadly. They're trying to reform it into something else, something that aligns with their authoritarian view. These attacks on our universities and on science are also attacks on our democracy. They are trying to undermine our academic freedom and censor our research, telling us which words we can and cannot use to describe the world around us, types of problems are worthy of study. They are trying to intimidate and scare our students and faculty, especially our most vulnerable students, to limit who gets to do science and who gets to learn. They are trying to blackmail us into giving up on the ideals and hopes of an accessible education because that furthers their authoritarian cause. The recent cuts to the National Science Foundation, the National Institutes of Health, the Centers for Disease Control, and other federal agencies will make it nearly impossible to do science, especially at the scale and quality that we are used to. Listening to these agencies and firing the scientists that work there and canceling the grants that they award is not going to make our country more efficient.
No.
If anything, it will do the opposite. This money that pays for science is an investment in our collective future.
Hands up! Hands up! Hands up! Hands up! Hands up! Hands up!
Don't be fooled. Resist! 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 Yeah.
These people, Trump and Co-President Musk and all of the people whom they've gathered up around them, are ignorant. But they are not just ignorant, they're malevolent.
I'm Cope Cumston, an airshifter with Weft Community Radio in Champaign, with immense thanks to the Pacifica Network for bringing us together in the unique voice of independent radio stations across America.
Hands up! 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 Hands up!
That wraps up our time for this week's Catch the Beat. With my thanks to Paul Muth and Don Hiddle for additional audio of the Hands Off protest and to Pacifica and its affiliates. WEFT is part of some 250 community radio stations across the country that share resources, programming, inspiration, and encouragement. And I'd like to offer particular thanks to the crew at WEFT, who have just worked their way through problems at our transmitter that left us running well beneath full power for the past weeks. We replaced the feed line coax from the transmitter to the antenna,
and have just announced a spring 2025 special capital campaign to help pay for the materials and crews needed to make the repairs. Go to our website, WEF.org, and click on the blue Donate Now button. You're listening to WEFT Champaign 90.1 FM, your community radio station for East Central Illinois. Thank you for joining me for Catch the Beat. All shows are archived on the Public Affairs tab of our website, weft.org. See you next time.
This hour of programming is brought to you in part by the listeners of WEFT, and that's the Cut Barber.